Joining me here courtside is Michael Jones. Michael with 13 points today, 5 of 7 from the floor, 3 rebounds, including 2 of 4 from the outside. And Mike, your biggest takeaway here today in a game that you guys controlled from really start to finish.
I mean, it's always good to build a lead early. You know, I thought we executed really well coming out of the locker room. Obviously a conference championship, you know, semifinal, and there's maybe a little bit of pressure, but you know, I thought we did a good job playing loose, playing free. You know, we executed very well. That helped us build the lead, got stops, got good looks on offense. So that's what we did well in the first half. We just got to work maybe a little bit better on keeping the intensity up so we can keep that lead.
Now the second half, the first round, St. Louis came out, shot well. You guys ended up tied 11-11 in that first part of the second half. But as you guys have done all year, you counterpunched anytime they came at you. How important was that first part of the second half?
It was obviously good that we kept the intensity on offense. You know, we were hitting some shots, getting some good ones. Because you know, we didn't get too many stops to start the second half. So we were able to stay in the game stay with the lead because of how we were executing on offense.
Younjun Lee sitting down with us as well. 16 points today, 5 of 9 from the floor, a couple of three balls and 6 rebounds. And Lee, when we looked at this game coming in, and any of these at this point in March, it's about toughness, it's about rebounding, 50-50s, all those things, as well as the rest of the execution. How did you think you guys did on the boards, and how important was that today against the St. Louis team?
You know, St. Louis is a tough team, especially on the board. They're like crashing the boards, and they're trying to get offensive rebounds. And they're also a good ISO team, and then ISO and kick out threes. They have like a versatile ability to score, but I think we held it pretty well in the first half. Starting off, every guy on the court just like locked in with the defense, and then I think that worked pretty well.
And how critical as well, you guys took the attack to them rather than vice versa. That's a critical part.
Yeah, I mean, when we played against St. Louis at our home, like we had like a little run, and then we just won like 25 without Foster, and then so we had a little confidence too. And then we knew like they're gonna like top blocking me and Mike and Foster, but obviously, of course, we know now how to handle it well. So I think our big men did a pretty good job, and then also Grand has now became a shooter, I think. So yeah. That helps a lot. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome talking about Grant off the bench again for the second straight day. And three-pointers in general, Mike, how contagious is that? You go out, hit a couple, Lee gets in on the action, Grant comes along. It's a contagious part of the game, isn't
it? Yeah, definitely. I mean, one guy gets going, and then, you know, we get our fans into it, a little bit of a buzz in the arena. You know, it's second day playing here, so, you know, we're a little bit more used to the rims maybe. And, you know, it's just the momentum of the game. You know, when you hit big shot after big shot, it's like the crowd gets into it and the rim seems like it's huge.
I want to go back to one particular play with Luka. He makes the defensive stop down here, disciplined play, stays down, gets a three at the other end. We're used to seeing a 6'10 big go down and hit big shots. Does that give you guys an extra shot of adrenaline when that happens?
Yeah, I mean, it's just such a... You know, I'm fortunate enough to play with the best big in the A-10, the best wing in the A-10, and the best point guard in the A-10. And so it's tremendous to be able to watch them all make plays like that. I mean, Luka might be one of the only guys in the country that can make two plays like that in succession.
Now, Lee, the pressure you got with them late, they went into a 1-3-1 for a little bit. I called on the air that you guys shot your way out of that really quick. But when they did pressure, what kind of opportunities did that open up?
When they're playing zone?
Yeah, when they brought the zone pressure.
I mean, we love zone. Like, I mean, in practice, when we play against, like, zone each other, we always score. And then we know that's, like, we call it easy when they're playing zone. Please play a zone. Because we have a lot of shooters, like, five who can knock down three-pointers, and then five who can really move without the ball pretty well, too. And then also, when I'm in the top and I'm 6'7", and I can't see everything, like, on the court. So I had, like, Sam with the dunk, Foster at the corner three. I just have to hit someone, and that's an automatic assist, so it's not a big deal for us.
For each of you, before I let you go, number one takeaway from this game this afternoon as we get into Championship Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, it's every game nowadays a grind. You know, St. Louis is a great team. You know, played really well, executed well to come out with a win. You know, we got one more.
How about you, Lee?
One more to go. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, that's all we need to know right now, don't we? Lee, Michael, thank you for your time.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.